If you had told me even a month ago that we would have this social distancing thing in effect, I don't think I would have believed you. This here is Where's Waldo, social distancing edition. Kids have more time, and so I guess I think what Where's Waldo should be a little bit more difficult because they have more time, but that's the way it is right now. There's a lot of things that have changed. If you'd have told me that the NBA, the NFL, the Olympics would be shut down, and that restaurants and international travel would be shut down, I wouldn't have believed you. If you'd have said that 30% of our country would eventually be getting this thing, I wouldn't have believed you. They say that if just 1%, just 1% of our country gets this, and there, or sorry, 30% of our country gets this, and with a 1% death rate, that's 112,000 people. So that's more people in Canada that would have died from COVID-19 than died in World War I and World War II combined. So it's a scary time. And if you'd have told me that 2.8 billion people right now would be on lockdown, I wouldn't have believed that. And we get all this from looking at the headlines, from reading the newspapers. We learn all these things. And I want to spend some time not focusing on the headlines, but focusing on Jesus Christ. And it's important at this time that we don't lose our focus from Jesus. It's easy to pay attention to the headlines, but we're going to try to focus for just 5 minutes on Jesus. We're going to try to fix our eyes on him. Let's pray before we get started. Jesus, help us to focus today. Help us to look to you. Use your word to do this. Use your word to show us how big you are in relation to this coronavirus, how small it is in comparison to you. We look to you in faith. And would you help us, would you give us the eyes of faith to see you? We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. This is our passage. This is God's word. We look at the sun and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this sun and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. So the Colossian church at this time, they were fixated on angels because they had this idea that when the evil spirits were attacking them, if they performed certain rituals, the angels could protect them. And so they kind of lost their focus on Jesus, and they were looking to angels. And he was there before any of it came to existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. I'm going to read it again. We look at this sun and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at the sun and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. Jesus holds the universe together. Jesus holds together the insects. Every mile in a rural country has more insects than there are human beings on this planet. And on the face of the planet, there are 10, this is a real word, quizillion insects. There are 10 quizillion insects. And if insects weren't held together by Jesus, plants would not be held together and our life would not exist. So Jesus holds together the insects. Jesus holds together your body. If you added up all the elements in your body, that 99% of them are just nitrogen, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and there's one more that I'm missing. But anyways, that 99% of them, that's $4.50. But the way that he holds them together in your body makes you you. Makes you who you are today. Jesus holds together this planet. Right now, it's traveling at 1,700 kilometers an hour around the sun. And that's 8 times the speed of a speeding bullet. And that's how fast our Earth is traveling around the sun. Jesus is holding together the sun. So the sun right now is traveling at 800,000 kilometers an hour. 800,000 kilometers an hour through space. And if the sun were kind of brought down to the size of a beach ball and placed on top of the CN Tower, the next closest star would be in Australia. But still, if you think about it, at traveling 800,000 kilometers an hour, the sun could bump into another star. It doesn't. And that's because Jesus is holding our star, the sun, in its course. He holds together our galaxy. So that is our sun in our galaxy, right at the tip of that arrow. And right now, he is holding together our sun in the galaxy. And in our galaxy alone, there are 100 billion stars. Our sun is just one of the stars. And he's holding together all those stars. And not all the stars have planets like our star, but there are 100 billion planets as well in just our galaxy. This is the Milky Way galaxy. And so Jesus is holding all of that together. And our galaxy is just one galaxy of many galaxies. There are many different kinds of galaxies. And right now, the Hubble Space Telescope, it's the telescope that can see the furthest. We've learned that there are, just within the reach of that telescope, 200 billion galaxies. Isn't that wild? 200 billion galaxies. And Jesus is holding this universe together. He's holding galaxies together. To put that into perspective, if you take a grain of sand and you hold it up to the night sky, the amount of space that grain of sand is covering is 10,000 galaxies. And I was chatting with Noelle about this. Like, it just blows my mind. I was chatting with Noelle about this, and she's like, "So do you think that there's any kind of life out there? Like, you think, like, I don't know. But Jesus is sustaining all of this right now. Our text says everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible. Everything got started in him. And he holds it all together right now. In this very moment, Jesus is holding it all together. And so you wonder, how does COVID-19 fit into all of this? How does COVID-19 fit? So many Christians today, many people are just trying to figure this out. Why is COVID-19 here? Some say COVID-19 is happening so that people will come to repentance. So people who are relying on certain comforts are learning that they can rely on God as their comfort. Some say COVID-19 is happening so that God can teach us to pray. And so yesterday was World Prayer Day, right? So there's some people are saying COVID-19 is just happening so that the church can learn to be the church. We can learn to love one another. And this past week, I was speaking to Carolyn, and she said one day, she received 10 cards in the mail from villagers. 10 cards in the mail. The church is being the church, and many of you are helping those who are in self-quarantine right now. But people, we're trying to just come to an idea of why this is happening. And it doesn't, all these things, learning to pray, learning to be the church, it doesn't make sense of the fact that my sister's best friend in Tunisia, she had some other conditions, but it looks like she died this past week because of COVID-19. And she's just 26. And so when we say, why is all this happening? It's you can't just say it's for this or that, because there's people who are suffering innocently in all of this. And so, but people find comfort in knowing why. And so you've heard of Job before. Job, righteous person in the Bible. One day he's afflicted from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head with boils, and he loses his family because of natural disaster, and he loses all that he owns because of humans attacking him, and he loses everything. And his wife just says, "Curse God and die." And his friends say, "You know, you did this, you did that, you need to repent." And it turns out Job was innocent of it all. And God kind of absolves him from, like, it wasn't his guilt that led to all of this. And there is something called innocent suffering in the world. But Job never learns why. He never learns why. Why did all that happen to him? God never tells him why. But what's our comfort? We want to know why COVID-19. We want to know why. And our comfort cannot be knowing why. Our comfort has to come from knowing the one who's holding it all together somehow. But there was a time when Jesus, you say he's holding together 200 billion galaxies. It was a time when he didn't hold it all together. You remember when his good friend Lazarus died? And his other friend Mary comes up to him. "If you'd been there, my brother wouldn't have died." And Jesus says, "Well, where is he? Where is your brother?" Numb to the reality of it all, Mary says, "Come and see." And then we read Jesus, before he's even seen the body of Lazarus, we read Jesus wept. And the eyes of the one who hold together 100 billion galaxies teared up. But he knew that he was going to raise this man from the dead. So why did he weep? Not because it was the end of Lazarus, not because he was hopeless, not because he didn't know what to do. He wept because his friends were troubled. The God who holds together 100 billion galaxies did not hold himself together because his friends were troubled. And we have a similar ask this morning as Mary did on that day when her brother died. Lord, come and see the effects of Corona. Come and see. People are dying. Is that not our fear? People are dying. But we know our Lord did more than come and see. While she was crying out, if you'd have been there, he wouldn't have died. Jesus was thinking, I am going there. I am going there. I am going to deliver you from there. Jesus, our Lord, was willing to come and die so that death would die. And when you suffer, and when I suffer, and when our family suffer, and when our church suffers, when our country suffers, when we experience the coronas of the world, there will be a mystery, and you will say to him, Lord, I don't care that you're keeping our star from bumping into other stars. I don't care about that. I need you to come and see. And sometimes there will be mystery in our suffering, but will there be faith? There's so much fear in the headlines. There's so much fear everywhere you look, every posting, every headline. There's so much fear. And so I challenge you this Easter to give your friends and family a gift greater than toilet paper, a gift that's greater than just a check-in. Give them the gift of faith. Show them faith. Easter is a call to faith. We remember what God did for us. We remember what he is doing for us. He did more than come and see. He did more than come and weep. You say, did he really come to the earth? Did he really die for me? Did he really rise again? Did he really pass through the 100 billion galaxies to the right hand of God? Yes. Yes. He endured immeasurable suffering so that someday he could take you to himself and wipe away every tear from your eyes. And there will be mystery with how the universe is held together at this time. But will there be faith? I love the words of the Heidelberg Catechism. What's your only comfort in life and in death? The answer is not why. It's not that we know why things are happening. It's who. That I'm not my own, but I belong in body and soul, life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has paid for all my sins with his precious blood. He set me free from all the power of the devil. He also preserved me in such a way that without the will of my Father, not a hair can fall from my head. We cannot know all the particular reasons for our crosses, for our coronas. We can't. We Job didn't know. We don't know the why. But we do know that he's working it out. He's pulling it together somehow. I wish I had a book that would pull together all the suffering of my own life that would make sense of it, and that we would each have that, but we don't. And the holding together of our body, though, we know rests on Christ more than it does on these elements. And the holding together of your business relies more on Christ than it does on your wit. And the holding together of our country rests more on Christ than it does on Trudeau. And the holding together of our universe rests more on Christ than it does on gravity. Our passage continues. This is in the Message translation. And it says, he was supreme in the beginning. He is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there. Christ is there, towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious, so roomy, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together. All because of his death, his blood that poured out down from the cross. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I saw a picture this week of a road that was cracking in half, and on the cracks there were duct tape. It feels like as we're trying to hold things together that we're just putting duct tape on problems that are so much bigger than we can ever begin to address. And as John prayed, when we don't know what to do, our eyes are on you. And right now, as we fix our eyes on you and off of the headlines, would you fill us more and more with a confidence, with a peace that we don't need to be afraid. Our biggest enemy, death, has been defeated. And God, would you give each one of us here the grace to give the gift, the greatest gift that our friends, our neighbors, our family need, and that is faith. That you are holding it all together, no matter what it looks like. You have been holding this planet together since before we can even imagine, and you are holding it together, and you will. And that you are, as our passage said, you are working all things out, all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe. You are pulling together. And that, Jesus, you led the resurrection parade, and that new life that you tasted, that you saw before any of us, that each one of us from this moment on have in us. God, would you grant right now faith and a peace that passes all understanding, in and through COVID-19, would you help us to see how big you are in relation to this COVID-19? Through Christ we pray. Amen.